Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three already. It has just exploded past us. We talked to Dr. Corsi, Connie Fogel, and of course Howard Phillips, all from Ottawa. Phillips and Fogel don't have press passes, so they can't get into the armored city. 18-mile security perimeter. As high treason is engaged in, as more secret agreements are sure to be signed, as they've done at each event. Now, the SPP agreement itself is secret. Can you imagine the precedent all over that? But we've gotten the working group memos on it, and we've gotten their minutes at the meetings, and it's all carbon tax, toll roads, handing over infrastructure, North American Union, merging the militaries. We have the documents. But just like the amnesty bill, I keep hammering this. Can you believe they had an amnesty bill that was secret? Think of the just incredible arrogance of that. Well, it's the same thing here. It's the exact same thing happening, but now Congress has passed a law saying no highway funds for any of the NAFTA superhighways. Well, they just changed the names, and that's what they're calling them. Trans-Texas corridors, Oklahoma corridors. Oklahoma going up into Kansas, and they call it a corridor. So they're playing all sorts of games right now. And the good news is, writer for the New American, Bob Dacey, went to one of the TxDOT meetings a few weeks ago here in Austin, and it was on the agenda. Oh, my gosh, they're awake. They're upset. We've got to camouflage it. And they know we want to put toll booths on existing roads. And then sure enough, they announced, don't worry, it's just a transponder. You won't have to stop. And TxDOT releases documents and says $168 to drive from Dallas to Austin and back, or Austin to Dallas and back. $160+. Wait till the people get the news of this. Just wait till they find out. And it's all to fund building North American Union infrastructure, which is in 75- and 50-year leases to foreign companies. When we get back, we'll be taking some of your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231 on this issue, on the dollar going down again when they lowered interest rates a paltry 0.5%. They're going to get us one way or the other. Where do you see this going in the future? Bernanke is now being criticized. We are also going to get into this denial by The Nation magazine and now the Houston Chronicle that there is a North American Union or an SPP forming, even though we gave them all the documents and the sources and the links to check it out for yourself. They just weren't interested in that. It's hey, there's these stupid hillbilly hayseeds that believe basically in Rip Van Winkle. Now, when we get back, first thing I'm going to do is read over some questions from the PrisonPlanet.com message board forum. And if you click on that and you go to the top page, the top link on the forum, forum.prisonplanet.com, it says live questions for Alex Jones. And there's 1,007 of them. I think I've covered 30 or 40 of them in the last week. I can only take some of them. But the good part is you ask questions there. Other people on the forum tend to be answering them even better than I could, in many cases, in finding links and photos and documents. So I'm really glad that the forum has taken off there. But there's all sorts of questions on here, and I'm going to take quite a few of them on the other side. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com are the main websites. There's also ArnoldExposed.com, exposing Schwarzenegger and his move to be president. ArnoldExposed.com and martiallaw911.info.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we were going to have the guest on, who's the lawyer. It was in the BBC on Friday. They're suing the government over cover-ups of what really happened on 7/7. Represents a whole bunch of families and victims, survivors. We'll be getting him on. He had a family issue of some sort, so we'll be getting him on in the next few days. But that, in a way, is good, because we already had three guests on. I'm going to want to go to your phone calls and get into some of the other news. From the PrisonPlanet.com forum, here's a question. Endgame on PrisonPlanet.tv. When will Endgame be posted on PrisonPlanet.tv? Well, all of my films are posted at least a week before on PrisonPlanet.tv. And I have just signed a deal, because I know this is going to be really popular, and everyone shares their passcodes, to have Content Distribution Network deliver it to you. We've got two servers right now on PrisonPlanet.tv, and that just, it's been okay most of the time, really fast downloads, but sometimes, like at 8 o'clock at night, when something new comes out, it gets a little slow. So we're going to be going to Content Distribution, at least on part of the downloads. And so we're setting that up next month. We've already figured out who we're going with. And so it'll be delivered to you via Content Distribution Network for download and streaming. It'll be in Flash and several other formats, Windows and QuickTime. And it's going to be in super high quality for you. There'll be a lower quality for those that got dial-up and Wish. And I would say it'll be up by the 15th of October. but it'll definitely be up within 7 days. It'll definitely be up by, I'd say, the 20th, 22nd of October for sure. I want to give myself some time there. And the DVDs then will not start shipping out until like October 25th or so. Then they hit stores October 30th. The DVDs come out once a month on a Tuesday, and that Tuesday is going to be like the 30th. So it'll be in stores then, but we'll have it here a couple weeks before that, but won't ship it till that last week, and you'll be getting it by the end of the week. I mean, it's being mailed off today to be mastered onto a DVD and then produced, mass-produced. So there's your answer there on Endgame. There's another question here. I've been getting a lot of these about North American Union Amero coins. There's a certain website that I think is disinfo on purpose, because they're always, every few weeks, putting out some new hoax. And then they always tag it to nationalism. And then it makes nationalists and other people look bad. But we did spend about an hour last week tracking it down. These coins showed a woman sitting on top of a box that with a fascist symbol, and she's got a little bitty torch in her hand. And we found the site that's putting them out. It's a little private company, and it's a parody on fascism, like the Eagles holding Nazi thunderbolts. And, the woman's got the globe in her hand in one of the other coins. It is a parody. And I meant to get an article out on this on JonesReport.com, but Aaron has just been too busy with the film. We've got, like, really two writers here. Slickhausen doesn't do much writing. He just updates InfoWars, but he has in the past. So we've got really Aaron Dykes and then me. And then there's Paul Watson and Steve Watson. But I've got the site. I don't have it here in front of me. But it's a site that sells them, silver coins and copper coins. And it's making fun of the New World Order. It's a way to get the word out. And, of course, the people that first put the story out knew that but decided to be deceptive and claim these are new government coins. Very, very suspect. Very, very suspicious how that is, how that's being done. Here's another one. How is Ron Paul, the Constitution's champion, and then under it it says, here's a good example, legislation to delegislate in 2007-2008 by introducing H.R. 1096 to restore the Second Amendment rights to Americans. And it's H.R. 1096, and that would restore the Constitution. So that's a good little point. I tell you, we're getting so much news and tips out of this forum. You know, when people post news articles and documents and bills, and we go check it out and vet it, and it's about 95% accurate on here. An example of it not being accurate is those AmeriCoins. But the post isn't inaccurate itself. We're just asking, is this you know, real? FCC to grant licenses for new full-power non-commercial FM radio stations. I've been hearing about this forever. I know several times the FCC has claimed they're going to issue non-commercial FM licenses of below 100 watts, but then they really don't issue those. It's more like a game they play. Let's just click on this one. I have no idea what it's going to say. Concerning mushroom clouds. We all know there are vast numbers of nukes in the New World Order's arsenal. Most of them were built during the Cold War, and we all know that the same had controlled both sides in the so-called conflict. Certainly the elite with a small E wouldn't put so much time and effort and spend so much money and resources on building thousands of these things because they plan to use them on themselves. What other reason could there be for such a massive buildup of such devastating weapons? Destroy the Earth? Although I have no physical proof, I think they did it for that exact reason, to use as a last resort a method for self-destruction. Yeah, it's a doomsday shroud, Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Love the Bomb. They are perfectly aware of the mass awakening that is taking place, and they know their reign upon Earth is coming to an end. And he goes on to say, you know, could they be a suicidal nihilist being planning to do that? And an elitist have actually said that, like Croker and others, top futurists. PNAC documents talk about it. other top levelists talk about using neutron bombs. Ministry of Defense assessment put out 2 months ago, which was classified, but they decided to release it, which they put out every 10 years. This is what they believe is going to happen. They said they believe there's going to be a horrible world government, mass riots and death everywhere, and bioweapons and flash mobs. And they talk about using neutron bombs as for population control in there, dropping neutron bombs on us and using them. And then, of course, Dick Cheney talks about legitimizing the use of race-specific bioweapons. We actually have that in Endgame. So it's pretty amazing stuff. I mean, I could go all day long. I regret I never talked to Colonel Fletcher Prouty. I never got a chance to speak to him before he died. Should have done that. Here's another one. Where are the FEMA documents regarding the clergy and martial law? Because in the article, first article Paul wrote last week, he was so busy doing it, he put a link to the story on InfoWars that had some of them posted, but not all of them. And what happened was, I was sent hundreds of pages of these, but then I was told, well, don't post them all, because we're worried they'll be able to track him back. So then I had to be authorized to post only some of the pages. Pastor Butch later got authorization to post them all. That's on PastorButch.com, so he should put a link to those. But then confusion set in. Well, Alex says that they plan for gun confiscation, enforced inoculation, and relocation. And quarantine and things like that and emergencies are listed in some of the documents. But it was the preacher on air, how they were telling him, get ready for gun confiscation and get ready to submit and go give, preach this. And see, now that's come out. And so the two get confused here. It's kind of like a caller called up and said, well, you said it was an executive order to stop vaccines from having mercury taken out of them. And I don't believe I said that, by the way. It was a caller saying that. But does it matter? He threatened a veto. That's what it was. And then he blocked it. And that was admitted, and that's the bill number. You know, there's the opposite out there of believing anything, and a lot of people do that. You know, it's all rumors. I heard there's FEMA camps instead of finding out where they're actually at, like we've done in films. But the opposite is, no matter what you show somebody or what you give them, they go, oh, I just can't believe anything now. And a lot of that came out of different talk show hosts, different patriot leaders, who wanted to discredit everyone but themselves because it was about egomania. It was, they never had guests on their show. It was all about them. We've seen a lot of these people come and go. And then, don't trust everyone, only me, I'm your man. It's really just sad. No, I'm here going, you are your own man and woman. You need to check out stuff yourself and be leaders and pick an issue. And none of you are going to be perfect, but we know the country's in a lot of trouble. We know that tyranny is upon us. All right, we're going to break, and I'm going to come back and go to Ron, Carl, Mike, David. Who's calling number 5 there? Cheryl and others that are patiently holding. But here's another one. Here's another question that's really good. It says, how will we stay organized when they shut down the internet? Well, the answer is, have all of my documentary films, have a library of all the other Patriot films that are there, and buy a couple hundred CDs that you can burn them to, or DVDs, and have that even as a backup in the info war. But don't wait for that to happen. Start. Everything we do is multifaceted. It's like four legs of a stool. We don't just have one leg. We don't just have three legs or two legs. We try to have four legs or five legs or six legs. Or sit on top of a solid stool, where it's carved out of wood or stone. I mean, it's solidly connected to the ground. And, you got books, you got print-offs of key documents like Northwoods, you've got DVDs, you use the internet now in meetup groups and message boards to meet people locally in your area, you create cadres, you try to get access to TV shows, you try to get a Saturday or Sunday local radio show, buy the time if you have to, it's cheap, just all of you get your own little groups going. And a lot of them will grow into big things real fast.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas, August 20th, 2007. Gold, 664 90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 676 16. 333 65 for half, 166 83 for quarter. That's 676 16, 333 65, and 166 83. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Why did the first George Bush attack Iraq? Why did his son go into Iraq? Are we really fighting a war on terrorism? We'd like for you to know. You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you been told why the world is more dangerous than ever? Communist China and Russia are arming. Both supply the military in South American countries. You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Well, we've been telling you for 2 years they're going to plunge the dollar. We've been telling you they were going to pop the real estate bubble. We got it directly from the Bilderberg Group, which the media said didn't exist. What was it, in 2000? They had a New York Times article saying I was delusional and I believed in an imaginary group called the Bilderberg Group. I just read that with amazement, man. It was already in the BBC even then. It was like they thought people just wouldn't read the newspaper. And now it's in major newspapers like the Houston Chronicle and the Dallas Morning News. It just makes my mind spin. And they deny everything. And it's not working anymore, you pack of criminals. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I'm going to get to my main point, but I'm just going to digress for a minute. You might consider having a guest on who wrote a book. She's the former Undersecretary, U.S. Undersecretary of Housing, and she wrote a book called The Economic Tapeworm. Her name is Catherine Austin Fitz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Magnificent guest. I think she'll crystallize everything and make it very clear for people if they don't understand. But, and hopefully you may have her as a guest on your show.
I would have had her on. She's a really nice lady. I'm familiar with her work. She just is a fellow traveler with Rupert, so it kind of scares me off. I've been bit so many times. That's why I don't really associate with many people now.
I see. But she does have some interesting things to say, I'll tell you that. Moving along from that, as you may or may not know, a federal judge in New York City, in Brooklyn, New York, last week, about Tuesday, rendered a decision, and this is in reference to a case that many of your listeners may be familiar with. Last year, the Bloomberg administration, which is, I should say, Mayor Bloomberg of New York City, sent basically goons into states in the American South and Midwest and did a hit job, a sting job of some sort, and there's much suspect and question about what he did to small gun shops.
No, I know, and Chicago itself, the city, and the mayor is now doing the same thing. I mean, these crime cities. We'll probably start getting taxes from Mayor Bloomberg in Texas.
Let me go on about it. The federal judge last Tuesday ruled here in New York, Judge Jack Weinstein, who, by the way, anyone who knows about the history of this man knows that basically cases where, let's say, it's anti-gun versus pro-gun, let's simplify it for people, are usually shifted to him because he has a very prejudiced opinion against gun dealers or manufacturers. So he almost categorically rules against the Second Amendment, and the cases are literally chopped to him. Ruled last Tuesday that the mayor of New York, I want your listeners to keep this in mind, the mayor of New York City can impose his local ordinances on people in other states. Okay? Now, the question leads me to a second thought. And the second thought is this. We are talking about something of massive ramifications and consequence when a federal judge makes case laws ruling that a local Lord.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ron, you've called for years always with good tips. This is huge on the 10th Amendment. This is huge on every issue. And it shows how they want to use rulings and lawsuits and things from New York and Chicago as fire bases to launch attacks on the rest of the country. And then once they have the argument of, well, if guns come into New York, then we can use the national laws and local laws everywhere. This is huge. You really should write it up in an email, send it to us, and then we would post it on Jones Report or Prison Planet and tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, some cases millions, depending on what happens with the article. You never can tell. We'll see it and mobilize against it. I mean, listen, I need the case number, how it happened. I knew he was declaring that power, and you call. And I'd seen that in the news, but to have a federal judge. Well, listen, let me tell you what's happening in Texas. First, it was a New York deal. They duplicated here, again, showing how that happens. California, New York gets duplicated everywhere. They said if you get a ticket, it could be one ticket, it could be three tickets. It's random, they said. The computer will decide. You will get not just the ticket that you fight in court, but just for getting the ticket, even if you beat it, you're going to get points. And it could be from $250 to $3,000. And I read this on air last year. And the reason I knew is I got pulled over and was given a little letter about this. And I was given a ticket. Rob Jacobson was not given a ticket. He just got a $250 bill that says you may have not had a license, you may have not had insurance, but we want $250. No judge, no jury. We're going to turn your driver's license off. I mean, folks, you're a retired police officer. I'm going to let you come back briefly because I want to get to all these other calls we're on. But just speaking to that, I mean, folks, that is just no due process, no nothing. It's just it's happening everywhere. And then we'll get to Carl and Mike and Cheryl and Tim.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down.
All right, I'm going to try to finish up with Ron, because this is what happens. Callers call in with key information, and then we don't ever get to the other callers. Before we do that, eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, with all of the crises and problems and mudslides and fires and hurricanes and economic problems and talk of martial law. I mean, I believe in this, what I tell you here. And I believe you should call and get Storable Foods. They got a two-month supply for one person. They got a two-month supply for two people. They got basic poultry amounts that are high quality and will get you through short emergencies. Everyone should have a two-month supply. I have a year supply for each member of my family. You'd be surprised at how inexpensive it is and the quality. 1-800-409-5633. We went out and got the very best, the longest continual company, the best quality. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com. There's a banner on PrisonPlanet.com. And I've been so busy today, I haven't even really plugged my films. I've made 15 of them. Now I've put out the new edition of Terror Storm, available at Infowars.com. That is a big part of the fight against the New World Order, and your purchase of the books and videos that we carry and the films I've made and the books I've written up on Infowars.com make what we do here possible. I want to thank all of you out there for your support. All right, 30 seconds, Ron. Finish up your point.
Okay, my point is this. Now that absurd and preposterous ruling is rendered, you have a federal judge giving a blessing to New York City to impose its authority on other states. However, how come none of the relevant organizations have weighed in on this case, come to the assistance of these small gun dealers, even if they have no particular love for these small gun dealers, the recognition of the larger ramifications of case law, in this case, has been established, which will have a detrimental effect on a larger base.
Well, I mean, even when they were in New Orleans and surrounding areas taking guns in two states, it took about 2 weeks for people to even be able to admit it was happening to themselves. And I know that Bloomberg was trying that. Your news telling me he succeeded is this is unprecedented. This means New York rules the entire country. And it just shows the lawlessness. But getting back into, what do you think of this new thing where they just send letters out saying you owe us money and don't even say what it's for? No cop's name, no number. It just says you owe us money or we'll turn your license off.
There's a similar process that's just started in New York over the last year and a half where when people go to court, if they plead guilty on a summons, they think that expedites it. You pay your summons for, let's say, I don't know, speeding or something like that. They don't realize now that there are hidden administrative fees, and at the point in time in which they go before a judge and plead guilty, the judge does not inform them of these administrative fees that will be charged.
But that's bad. But you're not listening. And points are bad because on top of your conviction or whatever, and you have to pay for the fine. Now there's another one they just put arbitrarily outside the courts on your driver's license renewal. Now they are sending out letters when you don't even get a ticket, saying conviction surcharge notice, he has been convicted of nothing, driver responsibility program, no insurance or invalid ID.
You're saying that people are being accused of things that haven't even occurred.
Yes.
I'm saying, if that's happening, then you're talking about, this is out, if that's the case, that's out and out crime. You're talking about out and out rogue criminality. If you're
charging people's children and warehouse them without beds because they didn't take shots, and then rape them. I mean, that's
this
in our news.
This is even worse.
That's in our news here. We just live in living hell with just criminals running around foaming at the mouth.
Notices when they've had no contact, committed no offense, nothing. It's just like getting billed for something that you never bought.
It's total mafia. I mean, it's just foaming at the mouth, insanity, men with machine guns drunkenly stomping around. And I just hope the cops out there listening who love this system, I mean, they're going to take your pension funds. Go ahead.
Alex, with the other issue I was discussing, where are the organizations like the NRA? Why aren't they helping these people with
the money
they have?
Ron, it's simple. The NRA is controlled. We know that. Gun owners is too busy and too small. I want you to, will you write it up and send it to me?
Yes, I'll talk
okay.
to you.
Okay, I got to go. Okay, and I appreciate your call. Carl, in Montreal, Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I've been up here, and I'm keeping track of all these news articles. I mean, it's just a shame about the media up here. I don't know.
I think some of the media coverage of SPP is pretty positive. But, I mean, what are you seeing?
Well, I see the article here about the partnership viewed as a threat to sovereignty. Then in yesterday's paper, they were trying to deny that there was a North American Union. They were criticizing the Canadian Action Party and the Minutemen.
Yeah, last year, before it all happened, they claimed Bilderberg didn't exist in the national paper. Boy, did they get embarrassed when it blew up everywhere.
There was an article the other day about how the security here at Montebello is stronger than more security than at the Bilderberg conference in Canada 20 years ago.
Please send that to me.
Yeah. And I had that, and they even had to shut down the local bar in Montebello. They said the owner of the bar said it's never been shut down in 50 years.
No one's allowed in the town to stay in the hotels anywhere. They're just, it's martial law. We're shutting down the town. We're shutting down the roads. 18 miles. We rule. We have machine guns.
There's an article in the paper the other day also about if you're a Muslim, the intelligence security comes knocking at your door and asks you questions about...
And again, they're pumping the Muslims in. I appreciate your call. Email it all to Aaron at Infowars.com. Ryan, and InfoWars.com. We're going to have total coverage on this. Help us. There's so many articles. Get them all to us. I really appreciate you, Carl, calling in with that info. You're there in Canada. Write us up a report. You know, post it in the message board. We'll be sure to get it that way. Knock us upside the head with the info. We're a bunch of overworked crazies here. We need your help. All right, real fast. Mike in New York. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
I got a question, but first I want to apologize for calling in last week about the whole John Lear thing.
It's okay, sir. You can call in about whatever you want.
No, I know, but, you know.
You're allowed to believe in aliens and stuff. I mean, it might be true. I just don't cover it.
Right. Okay, what can you tell me about Project Eyes Open?
Well, that was, there are several projects called Eyes Open, but you heard we had the former FBI agent on last week. No, that was Jack McClam this week. No, it was Jack McClam last week. The days all run together here, folks. Remember, this is Monday. Talking about a mind control program.
Right, and that's currently going on right now?
We know they got hundreds of known mind control programs that have gone on, and from everything we know, it just increases. It doesn't go away.
Right, like the whole born supremacy thing.
That stuff is real, yeah.
Real quick, I live in Staten Island, New York, and they have these trucks that they're putting out through the city, and they're advertising masks for subway catastrophes. And they're putting these trucks all over the city over here.
Yeah, it's, and I appreciate your call. It's all psych warfare. Take a photo. Send it to us. Please. You're all reporters, folks. It creates fear. Oh, they're going to get us. Oh, there's a terror drill. Then that creates fear as if, oh, the terror is real. I mean, this is just a mind control state with a pack of criminals running it. Sherry in, where are you calling from? Or Cheryl, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kansas City.
Welcome.
It's actually Sherilyn.
Okay, Sherilyn, there you go.
Yeah, and first of all, I'll just let you know I'm a fairly new listener. I just got tuned into you from my friend Linda Powell.
And, well, tell her thank you.
Even though I have known for 40-plus years that corruption in America is really bad, I'm learning new things like today. I've been flabbergasted about what I've just been listening to the last hour. Didn't know that was going on either. But anyway, I have a couple positive things that I would like to mention. And because I'm a new listener, you may have discussed this stuff on your show, but I'm not sure, so I'm going to put it out there. And anyway, I've recently found out about a company called the Liberty Dollar, LibertyDollar.org. It's a currency already in use. There's at least 100,000-plus people using it, and it's backed by silver and gold. Have you heard of it?
Say that again.
Okay, this new currency that's out there called the Liberty Dollar. They even have Ron Paul dollars.
No. I know who they are. I was specifically...
Okay.
I had some feedback, Mayor, and I kind of missed what you said, so I was just asking you to repeat it. Sometimes there in Minnesota, I'm in Austin, Texas, and two or three times a day it cuts out or I get audio feedback, so that's just what happened. Yes, of course I'm aware of it. It's a great company, and I think they're even going to be a sponsor of the show or at least the website because, I mean, basically, you know, it's gold, it's silver, it's coins. They're very collectible, and they're selling them near melt. And so just as a collector's item, I've been so busy, I haven't even had time to buy any gold lately, but I do intend just to get those as a collector's item themselves. They are very handsome. What was the other point?
Yes, and the other thing I have is another person that's got a website out there for Ron Paul, and it's called paulforronpaul.com. And he's got an especially neat website. He's got several links on there that all us Ron Paul supporters need to read. And the last one in particular is called He Can Win. And
absolutely.
It gives the reasons why.
Absolutely. And listen, I got to jump. Good to hear from you. Call me back the next few days. We'll talk more. I just hate having to cut these great callers off because we have a special guest we're about to talk to, and then we'll maybe cram one or two more calls in for Tim and others that are holding. On the subject of Ron Paul winning, Ron Paul is the only candidate that can beat Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. Okay? I want to make this clear to everybody. The Republicans are running dead horse candidates because they intend to pass the baton to Hillary. They have these staged fights between Fox and Hillary or between Rove and Hillary. That's all staged. That is not real. The globalists are behind Hillary. The New World Order is behind Hillary. John Edwards is a Bilderberg group member. So is Hillary. He's waiting in the wings in case she has a problem. But Ron Paul won all the straw polls yesterday. Alabama, New Hampshire, Illinois. He is the man. And on his trajectory right now, we continue to support him, get the word out, he's going to win. Okay, that said, all that straw poll news is up on Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.com right now. I've had him holding in the wings, so I wanted to get to your calls. And I'm going to try to hold him over to the final segment. I called Ted Friday, and I said, gold is down. I want to buy two or three little pieces. What do you got? And he said, I got British sovereigns, and he's got them at the price that went down. Now, folks, what happened is the markets went into crisis, so all these bigwigs that hold gold and silver and other metals as their true hedges had to dump those because a lot of them got called in the carpet during speculation. This is a respite. Now, I know every time gold goes down, I get Ted on every few months, and people don't listen then. They don't buy when I buy. You, for some reason, like to buy when it's hot and $20 more an ounce. It is going to go up. The dollar is going down. They're artificially suppressing gold. Plus, people are cashing it in right now. You should buy it when it's low. Now, I told you buy it when it was $310 an ounce. It's now $670-something. But the point is that now is the time before it goes well over $700. Okay, and if the economy goes totally belly up, you're talking $2,000, $3,000 an ounce. And I believe that. When I say something, I believe it. And that's what all the experts are saying. This is a no-brainer. I don't know why people buy things. It's like people like to buy a new car when it first comes out and they're on order and it's 50 grand. And then a year later, the same car brand new is 25. I mean, I don't understand that. I would buy gold while it is low, and it is lower right now. And I don't have a lot of money either, but I'm buying three or four coins. And the best you can get for the price is British sovereigns. Man, that's the King Daddies over there. That's the New World Order chieftains. And it's got the evil Queen of England on it, but that doesn't matter. It's got, the point is that you get it very close to melt with collector value, with British sterling power behind it. I mean, this is the numero uno currency on the planet at a very low price. Ted has put together an insanely good deal. This is what I'm buying. I'm buying some of these myself. And I told you, Ted, keep me at least three or four of those. Tell folks about what you got.
Yeah, sure. The British Sovereign, and they are at 174. It's a quarter-ounce gold coin, so it's a great way to get involved and have something that you can use that's fractional and something that can be traded if worse comes to worse. As far as I'm concerned, Alex, the reason to own precious metals is it's all been spelled out to you in today's show and how many shows in the past, too. I mean, right now, we are looking at an economic meltdown. The New World Order is on the charge right now. We're stopping them. But the United States dollar is swinging in the wind right now, and it's falling like a stone. And I don't think it can stop that. I don't think the United States dollar, even 5 years from now, will hold worldwide currency status anymore. The country.
By the way, I just did this math in my head. That is 4 quarter-ounce British sterling coins for $174 apiece. That is $696. You're talking about $10-15 above melt, folks. This type of deal with a collector coin, British sovereign at near melt with smaller coins, because smaller coins always cost more, towards an ounce. Explain that, Ted. This is a great deal.
Well, it's a fabulous deal, and it's one of those things that are a sleeper right now. British sovereigns have had larger premiums over their melt value. Right now, I can get into the things, and I can get into the things practically at melt. It's a good way to get involved. It supports this particular show. It supports the Genesis Network. It's everything positive comes out of this. There is no reason in the world right now why you should be sitting on U.S. currency. Not when you know what you know about this world and the way that a government is handling our affairs. I mean, we have a hope and a prayer with Ron Paul. And I hope that the press starts picking it up and talking about these things with the strong.
In fact, you came down to Austin for his big event a few months ago. It was good seeing you, Ted.
Oh yeah, well, we wanted to raise money for him. I think we had about 900 people show up, and we raised him about $100,000. And it was his first fundraiser, and we launched him. It made him. It showed him that we were here to support him.
Well, look, bottom line, folks, cash in some of those Federal Reserve notes. Call Ted, and or I mean, I'm telling you, you're not going to find British Sovereigns cheaper than this. Ted, I guess you've secured just a great deal on these.
Yeah, I've got a nice little stash, and I'd like to get it in the hands of the people that are listening to this show, and they can get a hold of them at 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. Just ask for the Alex Jones special on the British Sovereigns. You'll get them for $174 a piece, and it is a good buy. There's no question about it. You should be getting out of U.S. currency. Why not? The foreigners are. They've been lending us their wealth and taking our currency in exchange. I mean, right now, if China starts dumping the U.S. treasuries into the marketplace, our housing market is gone. The interest rates are going to have to go up. The federal government here is going to have a hard time selling its current bonds.
Well, I mean, the economy was about to tank, and so everybody demanded it, and so they cut the interest rate, and that caused the dollar to tank even more.
Well, of course, because foreigners don't want to buy U.S. dollars if they can't get a good interest return. If they're losing money based upon the inflation going up, they're not going to do it.
Ted, give the listeners the number.
It's 1-800-686-2237. Just look at the dollar. Google it. See what's going on. It's falling like a stone. Now is the time to go. 1-800-686-2237.
1-800-686-2237. We'll be right back with Ted Anderson in the final segment. Stay with me.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Highway east of Omaha, listen to
to the engine of morning and his one old song. Think about the woman, the girl you knew the night.
It's simple, folks. Smaller coins are always more valuable than bigger coins. And then when it's a coin put out by a government, it's worth even more than other coins. And when it's British and it's gold, you're getting these at near melt. I mean, I was looking just last week at Krugerrands per ounce that are about the same price as this. You're getting four little coins that make an ounce at about the same price you get a Krugerrand, which is generally the cheapest gold out there. That's an oxymoron in association with the word gold, the word cheap. But I really think you should call and do this deal. Ted, I know, is doing it where he literally was making maybe $10 a piece. He's just doing this to give you guys a really great deal and move a bunch of this gold. He has got it at the locked-in price that it is right now. It could go back up any day, and I know that's when you'll all call Ted and buy it. I like to buy it when it dips. I've been waiting, going, oh, please go down, please go down. Now it's gone down, and I'm going to buy a few of these. And that's what I do. Every few months, I buy a few gold coins. And people ask, you know, what do you do with them? Well, I mean, you can bury them under the old apple tree out on the farm, or you can put them in a safety deposit box. I'd say break them up a bit. And it's just good to have them. And, I mean, if you can get gold chains from around your neck at near melt, that's a good deal. But most of those have huge markups. So you're, that's the thing about coins. You get to know the value. And I'm telling you, it is a good deal. I don't know what else I can say. I mean, Ted, I believe in people having firearms, storable foods, water filters, and precious metals. And look at what's happened to the dollar. I mean, I wish I would have put more of the meager savings I've got in gold. Years ago, it's just I've been too busy to mess with such things. I mean, I tried to go into the bank, but they just get a little bit of cash out, and they acted like I was some kind of space alien. So I've just decided to get almost all of my little savings out of the banks now. I mean, even the bit I had hedged in the banks, I guess, isn't safe. I mean, they had runs on Countrywide and other banks last week. I didn't even cover that today, Ted.
Yeah, Countrywide had a big long line of people trying to draw their money out of there. Of course, the mortgage market is what's driving that. It's just going through the toilet. So many foreclosures, it's just risky to be in that market. I don't blame people for wanting to get away from it. But, I mean, it's still even risky even to have U.S. government securities because the darn things are losing value when foreigners are selling them. It's driving the market down in the bonds. It's killing.
Yeah, that's
the
right. They're going to try to blame subprime mortgages and adjustable rate mortgages. And we told you that's going to be the red herring, folks. That's just the trigger they claim. Bilderberg 2 years ago, 14 months ago, they said they were going to do this on purpose. They had their media come out and attack it and demonize it. They are trying to cause a gradual slam. The only reason they're coming in now and bailing the market out is they want a gradual fall.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the United States dollar is not going to be the world currency. It's earmarked to be taken right off the slate. We're obviously looking at an Amero coming up. I mean, come on, look at what Corsi's been saying.
Same globalist, same deal. Give them the number, Ted.
Well, it's 1-800-686-2237, and Alex is exactly right. Smaller coins carry a premium. You can get them without it. And right now is a good time to do it.
Now, a lot of people listen to this at night when they get home to the refeed at InfoWars.com. A lot of people, they won't have time to call at work today. How late are the brokers going to be there, Ted?
Oh, they'll be here. They'll be here till about 11 o'clock tonight, and they'll be here in the morning. Just call in again. Let us know that you're interested in the special. We'll take
and the Alex Jones special to secure the locked-in rate from today, 1-800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you for your sponsorship, your support, and offering deals like this. And I want to talk to you when the show ends in just one moment, because I want to secure myself four of those coins. All right, God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. More reports from Ottawa and the whole Monticello meeting that's going on tomorrow. God bless you all. Spread the word about the broadcast.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.